In Ecclesiastes 4, King Solomon makes an insightful observation about much of the human motivation to achieve or accumulate. And I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. Much of our pursuit of achievement or accumulation is born out of our envy of another. Envy is that feeling that describes a longing for what someone else has. Thing, a quality, a title, an amount, whatever it is. They have it, you want it, and so we toil to get it. Have you ever been there? I know I certainly have. And the word toil is an emotionally heavier word than achievement. It denotes exertion, frustration, or struggle. He calls this endeavor meaningless, a chasing after the wind. In other words, it's endless. You'll never find contentment that way or get what you're after, just like chasing the wind. And he brilliantly concludes, better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Tranquility is peace, joy, contentment, and gratefulness. And better is one handful of what you do have and experience it with tranquility rather than trying to grab that second handful at the expense of it. Here's the principle. That second handful is costly. So what might it be costing you? We all have a handful of something, and Solomon reminds us that we're better off running our race, fixing our eyes on Jesus, and expressing gratitude for our one handful, rather than losing our joy and peace and even ourselves, striving for the second just because someone else has it.